What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mansplaining, episode 2.
Boom.
We got Timmy in the house. E and J in the house.
Yo.
Right? I'm just Jeremiah, okay?
Hey, you're not just Jeremiah.
I'm just Jeremiah.
You're right?
The Jeremiah. I'm literally from the Bible. Yeah, man. Appreciate everybody, man. Make sure you like, subscribe on our YouTube channel. And we actually just fixed up our Patreon as well. So make sure you check that out as well. We do have our tiers up and everything for people who want to help us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For some broke figures, okay?
Please. I'm tired of being broke and depressed. In California.
But we are back in LA for round two. We have 12 rounds of this thing, so... how you feeling? I don't know what you're doing.
You was sleep over there.
You straight? You good over there? Tim, you good? You feeling good?
Good, man.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm glad y'all here again, bro. Yes. You know, I get happy every time my boys come through. So
exactly.
And I be depressed and sad when y'all ain't nobody here, bro. I'm solo, so.
You be solo by your dolo, man.
Yeah, I'm just walking around like that. With a backpack on.
With a backpack. Still got a whole car. He's still walking around with a backpack on. Okay. All right, whatever, dude.
Hi.
Before we get started, I just want to let California know in itself, y'all have the bougiest hobos I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So me and EJ touched down around what, like 12:30, somewhere in between that time, late, real late. So we touched down, and so we're hungry. Me and him are hungry. All three of us are hungry. So we go to the McDonald's down the street. And there's a homeless guy who's, you know, driving past. First of all, he drives his bike past us, parks his bike, gets in line at the drive-thru, and proceeds to obviously ask for money, which is fine.
That's normal.
Yeah. You know, they got him in Atlanta, too. But then he gets to us, okay? He gets to us. And he didn't just ask for food. He specifically asked for two fish sandwiches with two apple pies and extra tartar sauce in the bag.
Yeah, bro. Homie wanted the mix and match.
Homie actually asked for the mix and match.
He knew what he wanted.
You know what I mean? So Tim goes, sure. Okay.
Fuck it. He looked hungry.
He looked hungry. No, he told us. He said, dude, I'm dead ass hungry. I'm dead ass hungry. I'm pretty sure you are, sir.
Yeah.
To be that bougie. Yeah. And the reason why I call him bougie is because he actually has a specific order. Like, mm-hmm. he has a mm-hmm. totally specific order. So, of course, we drive through the first window. If you ever been to a McDonald's, they only let you do two orders, right? So, we do our two orders. We drive to the next window to pay. He comes up. And he goes, hey, man, were you able to get the fish sandwiches and
stuff
like
that? Ain't getting no food? Ain't getting no burgers? No nothing?
Go ahead.
That's what he was saying. Ain't no burgers or nothing.
He said, hey.
You ain't got the app on your phone, man?
Right.
He said, you didn't think to order, you know, at first? No, bro, we just came off the airplane. We didn't think to order ahead. We didn't know what we were going to. So, you know, it was funny. Tim ends up giving him $2 and we take off. So I thought that was a pretty funny story. Y'all got some bougie
Yeah, man. Y'all didn't fly 4.5 hours.
We did not fly 4.5 hours to give
to see Darkness Falls at McDonald's asking for tartar sauce.
That was crazy. That was funny. It's just funny. I've never had a homeless person ask me specifically for something outside of, hey, bro, I'm trying to get some money or some food. What can you do for it?
Right. So. Usually there's not a price setting or any dabbling. It's
but
like,
in California and LA? Every hobo has their own. It's going to be one hobo you meet. He's going to have lobster and shrimp. He's going to ask for lobster and shrimp. But yeah, man, we're going to get into our little topics and stuff today, man. I kind of want to start us at the February has just been one of those months where, I don't know, man, everybody gets crazy around Valentine's Day. You got your lovers and friends. You got people doing all the, I know everybody saw Quavo. Everybody got to see Quavo do his thing. Russell Wilson did his thing. And I guess dudes just felt the need to bring up, you know, Future again. Every time they see Russell do something, Future got to be brought up, man. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that to start off a little. Why not?
Right.
What you mean, why not?
It almost goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Almost goes hand in hand.
But the topic that comes up.
Why not bring up Future? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
And then, of course, also subject to, you know, some criticism as well is Michael B. Jordan. and Boosie as well. So I just this is kind of like a mental health day for men for us. This is a mental health day
it's
that
a
we're
day,
gonna we're
it's
gonna
a day of healing.
Day of healing for some men because I think also some understanding and stuff like that. So we're gonna start with Russell and Future. Of course, everybody always keeps bringing that up. And why do you guys think that that's such a big topic? Why do you guys think that's such a big topic?
I think it's just the figures of what I think it's the figures that we're talking about. We got Future, who's like rap god, trap god, and then you got Russell Wilson, who's an NFL quarterback champion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you got two prolific figures,
why is what a big topic?
You know,
they have the same woman
same
involved,
same woman, and there's babies involved, and there's
and their children got, involved. You know?
So it's like they go hand in hand every time, bro. It's just because who they are. It's
okay,
sad,
so I'm gonna ask the question of: do you think, as a man, when you're searching for, you know, the girl that you like or whatever, do you think that girls are out there looking for Futures, or are they out there looking for Russell Wilsons?
They look for for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, in their heart,
but in the future,
yeah.
But in future, both. you believe that?
They
you
want a future that they can change into Russell Wilson.
They want a future they can change into. So what about future do you guys
I'm
think is
with Future
appealing?
All day.
You what?
I already know.
I'm rocking with Future.
You rocking with Future
I'm team
all day?
Future.
Why you team Future? Yeah. Why are you team Future?
Cuz I used to be Russell Wilson. I ain't getting no play. I was like, man, I should have been like Future this whole time.
Man.
Now I'm Future.
Trap God.
what do you say, Tim? What do you Are you team Future?
I'm Future, dog.
Hey, man, I got to be team Russell, dog. Man, I'm team Russell on y'all.
Light-skinned.
I'm not light-skinned. What? He's lighter than me.
You're right. You would have thought I did. Yeah, you look like cousins, me and Russell. So, but nah,
sleep.
Bro.
I would have thought this dude was more on Russell's side. They both got curly hair.
I knew you was Russell.
Yeah, man, I'm team Russell out here, man.
No, I get it, though. I get both aspects, though. Like, because, yeah, bro, I mean, Russell's a good... You look at like a good, upstanding man with character.
Sure.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what women probably prefer to settle down with. But they want to have fun with the future. And Sierra did it. She had
fun. Do you not think that women have fun with Russells?
Yeah, but it's not the same, though.
What's the difference?
Because there's no way, bro. There's no way that Sierra doesn't sometimes still think about that nigga.
You don't think Sierra still keeps that dude on her mind?
Not all the
like
time.
All
but this
the time,
be
like a smidget.
Has to be like, oh, this nigga's Future's dude. I mean, it has to be, bro, because he's so prolific, bro. It's like the figure. It's the person. In normal life, it wouldn't be. You know, it don't really matter. Tony and Johnny, like no one cares like about them. But if it's Future and Russell, like, that's why it's so
honestly
prolific,
I put
bro.
Myself personally like throughout my life in a Russell role, bro, just like the guy that's always learning how to please like their woman or something like that. Here's why I don't understand the Future perspective, because I like we watch Future, like look at like you can look at his past and stuff and say, okay, he has multiple kids, whatever, that's not what I'm looking. I don't care about the multiple kids part. But what I do care about is just how he goes about getting his way in the past versus like how Russell really came in and tried to actually prove that he loved this woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like I look at that and I'm like, you know what I mean? I think that especially with guys, because it's to me, I see it as jealousy and insecurity. You know what I mean? The whole arguments and stuff, because a lot of it came back when Russell was Russell had the kid out there or Sierra's kid out there, and there were pictures going around of the kid at the practices and around Russell. Russell was posting them and things like that, and a lot of dudes were like, "Oh, that's disrespect." I'm like, "Why? He's trying to, you know, plant himself in Sierra's life, and he's trying to show that, hey, bro, like you, regardless of what you think, bro, when you marry somebody or you're in a relationship with that kid too. Like that kid does not exist,
right?
You know,
huh?
So when you are in a relationship, but it is you're marrying the child. You're regardless of what you believe. Like you might not give that not enough attention, but that child is still there.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean. That's just how I feel about it. You disagree?
Nah, I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree with
you. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making sure. Y'all agree? That's why I'm team Russell. Cause I just think that all the future dudes, and maybe y'all two aren't, but all the future dudes are just like, fuck Russell. And I'm like,
nah.
Dude, they did nothing.
It's both sides. It's both sides, dog. It's both sides. It's like, I feel like if women really could, they'd get a balance. They'd have both of them.
They'd have both of them?
Yeah. And
I can like, get part. The I can get the future toxicness vibe on. Because everybody wants to have fun. And I think society itself sees it as toxic. To have fun is to kind of be a little toxic. So
right. That's
just how I see it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Future.
Shout out to Future. Shout out to Russell too. Shout out to Sierra. Shout out to all of them, dog. Yeah, dude doing his thing, bro. That dude making $100 million.
Shout out to Sleepy.
Who was that?
Who that?
Russell Wilson.
Sleepyhead.
What, y'all call him Sleepy?
He looks sleepy all the time.
I was like, who is that? Sleepy. Okay. All right. Well, shout out to Sleepy.
Sleepy and Dopey and all them niggas.
That one thinking. I'm thinking calling out dwarves.
Shout out Dopey. Dopey, I see you. All
right. I was like, that's your favorite dwarf, Sleepy?
Sleepy.
But yeah, man, that's, you know, it is what it is, man.
So where do you think the mental health aspect comes into play?
So my problem with everybody's, a lot of dudes' comments during the future and Russell things is simply just growth. And I think that just we as men don't really value growth in a relationship as much as we should value growth. Because I look at my life. I look at where I'm at. You know what I mean? I'm not 30 yet, but at the same time, I'm getting up there. I'm looking at my life, trying to put my life together and things like that. I would want to be more of a Russell at this point in my life, even if you were a future, like, people can change. I do believe that wholeheartedly. So, you know, you have a future that becomes a Russell where they worried about intimacy, romance. You're actually investing in your partner and their lives and things like that. I think that's the type of spectrum. I'm literally looking at dudes and they're just like, I take the side of future because he's right. Simply just future. Yeah, just simply because he's future.
Right, right.
And I think that is pure bullshit because I'm like, he's not showing any. And maybe he doesn't want to grow in that certain span, but you know what I mean? It's the same thing back with Lori Harvey conversation. We talk about Lori Harvey getting passed around like I'm sorry, like future is just not, that dude is hut-hut getting passed the ball every time. So, you know what I mean? That's just how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how I see it. What do you guys think?
What was the question?
Well, he asked the question again.
No, I was just saying, how did mental health come into play?
How does mental health come into to play with
Russell
that?
With
Russell and that the mentality?
For who?
Both.
Both future and Russell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh shoot, future don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Straight like that.
Yeah.
But Russ,
so you don't see, but do you see something wrong with that? Do you see anything wrong with that?
By him not caring?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'm saying why? Why do you not see anything? Because that's what I feel like every dude's biggest argument is. It's like future. Oh well, you know, future's just like on that level, and I want to be that versus like the dude that's like always said, outspoken.
How much you said Russ was making?
100. Yeah, he's making 100 million.
100 million.
Thank you.
Future, they're getting that bread too. He don't care about all of these females, man.
Who future?
Trying to go from the neck.
Sure, but why? Okay, so to your point, why doesn't he get the same flack that Lori Harvey gets? Like they literally went on. There's literally been a campaign from January to February.
He's a man, bro.
Yeah,
he's a man.
What is that? What does that got to do?
We're getting somewhere,
but huh?
Judge women harder based on shit like that, bro. Man, yeah. It's like. And when we pull in females left and right, niggas, like low key niggas be like, hey, that nigga got it.
Yeah.
But like when women are hopping, it's like,
yeah, when they dig hopping, then
she it's like niggas kind of look at her sideways, like
they playing hopscotch on them.
But and like you said to your point, dudes do that too. So like, you know what I mean. My biggest, and I think that's like you said, that's the mental illness of it, in my opinion. Like that's a high mental like. Cause me, I'm looking at myself. I'm like, bro, I've been out here in these streets. Why do I look at my partner and go, okay, well, she can't be out here in these streets? What? That don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like we look at someone's past or someone like that. Also, I don't see all of Sierra's like boyfriends as toxic or like bad boys.
Or Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
So anyway, another news.
Cut the feed. You said Bow Wow?
Lil Bow Wow?
That's your... Yeah.
Shade Moss. No. Shade.
Fuck Curtis. Okay, sure.
Shad Moss?
That's your guy?
Big gangster.
He gangster? What's gangster about Bow Wow? What's gangster about Mr. 106 in Park?
You ain't seen Like Mike? He was a whole G in Like Mike.
That Fresh Is On Me's video?
Fresh Is On Me.
I ain't never seen that video. Yeah, no. I mean, I've heard, obviously heard the song. I've never
Let
seen it.
Let me hold you.
Yeah, that's a jam, though. Hey, that's the bop. That's the bop. I can't even
I'm
play
getting breezed like him one day.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Shad Moss, you got some fans on here, so.
What up, Shad?
Shout out to fans.
Shout out Moss.
You called him a bad boy.
That don't mean he's a fan.
That dude's like 5'5".
What does that mean?
That gangsta about that.
So, Ed, we were talking about this earlier, man.
Okay.
Black actors and wearing dresses.
Okay.
Why?
Like black, why?
You asked me.
I did.
Would I wear a dress?
Would you wear a dress?
As a black actor.
As a black actor.
And I said I would have to turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the simple fact that they always want to put black men in dresses. Almost as in, it's like.
But you also made the point that there are white actors that have been in dresses
definitely.
But you think that the role is more offered towards black men?
It's like in the industry. All of the big ones have done it, bro. The main ones. You know?
And like you brought up, like you was like Eddie Murphy. I was like, I don't remember Eddie Murphy wearing a dress. And then you brought up Norbit. What is it? The Clumps.
Clumps.
All those movies and stuff. And I was like, oh, I guess he has worn a dress before. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the only one that turned it down was like that I know of is Dave Chappelle, because he's he stated that he did.
Yeah.
And he was able to still be on top, even though
I'm trying to go through like some of the big names. Chris Rock wore a dress?
Yeah.
Probably though.
Yeah.
I feel like in a skit, right?
I remember when he was on one time.
What?
The Fresh Prince. As Jazz's sister. I'm pretty sure that was Chris Rock.
I probably know.
I watched Fresh Prince a lot. I'm pretty sure that was Chris Rock.
That was Chris Rock.
Probably would.
Oh, that's crazy. What's the dude from the Green Mile? Did he wear a dress too? He wore a dress too.
And what? Nah.
Yes, he did. That's
dude from Baby Boy, Holiday Heart.
And Marlon Wayans and them, the white
dude from Baby Boy, Melvin.
Are you talking about Ving Rhames?
Yeah. He played.
He's the one that wore.
Ving Rhames definitely wore a dress.
I definitely remember that. I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna see. But I mean, my point, why do I think it is? Honestly, I think, bro, if you're hungry enough,
you
think that's a part of it too. Mm-hmm. That's a whole part.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
You don't see nothing wrong with it?
Nah.
I see something wrong.
For it? Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, no, that's real. That's real though.
But you gotta also think outside, like the perspective of like who you are as a man. Like people are like, yo, you
I know
really,
who I am. I
like
know
you
what
said,
I like.
Like you said, right, you know, some people, I mean, that's an internal thing, which is great, but like some people don't think in that sense of like, I know who I am and stuff like that. Me and Brooks also had a talk about like women just not caring about that at all. Like not caring. Yes. But we can talk about that like another time. But I also think like, you know, when it comes down to like that, like I said, man, it's about perspective. Sometimes it's like, all right, bro, I'm trying to go for other roles and I'm trying to go for other brands. I'm branding myself basically as an entertainer. And so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to walk in the room and they're going to be like, yo, this you in the dress?
Sheesh.
Like, you're not Martin Lawrence. Like, think about it also like this. You're not Martin Lawrence. You're not Eddie Murphy. You're wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you think about that? Like that's like your second role. Like your first role was good, and then they come to you and they say, "E, okay, we got another role for you, but you got to wear a dress."
Right. And after
would I care about how people thought about me?
Yeah.
No. If they paying me, I don't give a darn.
Oh, but not just people. Like I said, also it's like
people in the industry.
Brands. Like, for example, I don't know, someone like Nike comes up to you and they're like, you know, they do have these type of meetings where they go through your past of what you've done. They're like, bro, we do not approve of you wearing this dress. Not saying Nike. I'm just saying
something you did in the past?
Huh?
From something you did in the past?
Yeah. Yep.
So they would not hire you for wearing a dress. Bro,
it's been people not hired or not put onto a certain role because that is nuts. But
literally, Kevin Hart wasn't allowed to host because of what he said on Twitter.
Because he said on Twitter, yeah, and so
yeah.
And we're just talking about clothing. We're talking about you playing
Will
a role.
Smith played a gay dude in one of his movies?
And it
one of his first movies.
60 Degrees of Separation, and he had his legs in the air.
I ain't seen it.
I'm mad Bruce brought that one part up. Yes, he had his legs in the air.
Will Smith had his legs in the air on that one. But after that, bro.
Independence Day, Men in Black.
He started popping. It's almost like it's a trend.
It's almost a ritual. It's almost a ritual.
It's almost like
here
humiliation.
Here you go, conspiracy type.
I'm just saying. it's almost like humiliation type. I got to humiliate. I got to break you all the way down to like to the point of like you're not even really, you know. But now you can now.
So, but what would be the point of that? Like breaking them down just so they can get
see how like down they are with the cult.
So would you play a slave then? Somebody asked you to play a slave movie. Like,
no, I'm going to be honest with you. No.
Have y'all seen Tyrese's audition for Django?
No.
Oh, man.
His audition tape?
Oh, whatever. I got to watch that.
It's out there. It's been out there.
Oh, it's been out there?
It just resurfaced for some reason. I don't know why.
I got to watch that.
What was wrong with it?
It was, like, horrible. Like, the way he was screaming. he was...
Hey, Tyrese can't act that good, bro.
How hard is it to be like a domestic abuser?
Baby Boy, he was himself. But every other role, like he's not. There's no.
You didn't like him in No
Fast.
I mean, he was just him. Not, yeah, he wasn't like
he really don't have a role outside of that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
That first movie he was in, outside of first, because he was like the side character. He had a role, but outside of that, he didn't. He was in, I feel like, Transformers, right?
He was in Transformers. He was in Waist Deep.
Yeah.
Four Brothers.
I didn't like him in Four Brothers. I didn't like him in
that. Yeah, like Mark Wahlberg and Andre 3000.
The funny thing was, his name was Jeremiah in that movie. hey. Written in stone, dog.
Right.
Andre, Jeremiah, same person.
Same thing, dog.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
Most geniuses, dog,
you know. Hey, man, it is what it is.
So you want to play a slave?
No, I would never. But I also wouldn't wear a dress. I wouldn't wear a dress.
I would play a slave.
I would not wear a dress.
Bro, I would play a slave.
But if
you know, it'd be hard
but
for
if you
big
came to me as a friend and said, hey, dog... What?
I said, I play a slave. You know, they'd be like, bro, we don't have no slave clothes for your big light skin. Like, we can't, I don't know what we're going to
do. And
put
then you light skin. You
it's
would
like,
definitely
be in
the
house.
House.
Like, you're going to be in the house.
You would definitely be in the house.
I wouldn't know. So, yeah, I would play the butler. So, yeah, I play that role.
Butler don't get smacked up too much.
All right, I'm like Samuel Jackson in the Django.
That is wild.
Be the maid for the old people.
You going to be the maid for the old people?
That's what he going to be.
I'm like, T.
You can always be what they call Mandingo Warriors. Like
Mandingo Warriors.
The fires. Yeah, man, you can always be that. Take it all. Yeah, you big dog. They gonna put you in that ring, big dog.
we gonna make that man throw hands.
We gonna make that man throw hands, dog. Me and you both gonna be in that
hell
ring.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I'd probably be the smallest slave ever. Like
smallest slave. Smallest slave. That sounds like a book.
First time a midget. Like first time they call somebody a midget.
Slave time.
The midget slave.
I've never seen a midget slave.
That's funny.
That's a movie.
That's a movie.
That's at least Adult Swim.
I'm not watching that.
The axe is bigger than me. They use me to chop down wood.
So how am I supposed to reach the cotton? Figure it out.
The dude, he missing with the whip.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be a funny. That's
yeah, well, one hit, I'm gone. I don't take
it. Hey, man, them things is hard, man.
I think I wrap around me about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
For real.
Before it even cracks, it's
yeah.
just...
yeah.
On the back side. That's
ridiculous.
But no, I wouldn't play it. But like I said, I also wouldn't wear a dress. But if my friend told me, I was like, hey, bro, they making me wear a dress, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I would also see his perspective because it's also about building a brand. And some people, even in 2020, just don't have that well, they have certain particulars that they like, and they right. want to keep and, those parameters.
And then, in that sense, bro, like, not everyone wore a dress, bro. My favorite actor, Denzel, never touched a dress,
though. Never touched one.
And so, it doesn't, you don't even really, it's not like you have to, but it's almost a point of, like,
I would want to ask him, was he ever offered? Because that would...
Probably.
I would want to ask, do you feel like everybody's offered?
Yes, dog. Have to.
Especially if they think they're about to be big. Do you think they're offered that?
Some sort of either...
Demeaning.
Something they think would be demeaning.
But it's 2021. Dude, it's plenty of, like... I feel like it's playing transgenders and...
But they're not Denzel.
No, but, like, it doesn't matter. It's like, you want to play that role. I don't care if it's Denzel. Like, I don't need Denzel in a dress. I've never, like, sat in my bed and said, I need Denzel in a dress. Like, Training Day with Denzel in a dress.
Oh, no, man.
That I don't need that.
He wouldn't have won anything if that.
Yeah, I don't think I would need
that. That's crazy, though, man.
That is crazy.
I don't think Mike Epps been in one either.
Mike Epps hasn't been in one.
Ice Cube
definitely not going to get in the dress.
Okay, how many films has Ice Cube been in?
Couple.
Like three.
No.
He been in more than three?
Yeah, he been in a couple, bro. He been in
the both Fridays.
All the Fridays.
Anaconda. All About the Benjamins. Come on, cuz.
I did say that last night.
With Kevin Hart. Two of them.
Ride Along.
Yeah. Okay, sure. He's been Boys in... What's that movie? I did say two, and now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, he's been in a lot of shit.
He's been in a lot of shit. Boys in the Hood, even when he was young.
Yeah, Boys in the Hood. Yeah.
Doughboy, dog. Man.
Yeah.
Mark Busted.
Mark is Trick.
You become in L.A. You become in L.A. a little bit more, huh?
I can get the lang out now.
You get the lang out?
Hey, blood. Hey.
We don't know who this going to reach.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, they might watch podcasts and stuff.
Hey, what'd he say? Hey, where he at?
We about to go press
that big nigga. But shit, yeah, man.
But yeah, that's funny. I do want to talk about, like I said, just getting back, like, kind of on that future stuff. We definitely got to talk about Boosie, because I don't think people truly understand, like, what a simp is.
Yeah.
We like to throw that word out there a lot, and people don't.
What is your definition of a simp, Jeremiah?
So a simp, from, like, just, like, old terms, and what simp actually, like, signifies is a dude that... Well, it says that a guy that allows a woman to control him, but it's more than that. It's a guy that literally invests money aimlessly, money, time, energy in women aimlessly. No goals, no nothing. There's no real motive. There's, like... I mean, like, yeah, you think you're going to probably fuck or something like that, but most of the time it's like, no, bro, there's no reason to...
Behind it.
There's no reason behind it. I'm just throwing money at women, and I allow women to dictate what's going on. So, number one...
So, basically just spoiling them.
Well, and that's why I said, because it has nothing to do with relationships and marriage. You can't be a simp in a marriage.
No.
That makes no sense.
That's your wife.
Yeah. And so you hear guys like, not... I don't think Boosie called Russ a simp, but if he did, he did. But he did call Michael B. Jordan a simp. And I'm like, they're together. They're in an actual relationship.
Mm.
That is not simping. That's not what simping is.
I saw you saying doing this for random
females. Yeah, okay.
Simping,
so you meet
OnlyFans. Simping is the dudes who pay for feed on OnlyFans. That's simping, bro.
Sure.
You're paying for stuff you can get for free.
Sure.
Online and...
Sure, you can see that as a definition of...
That is definitely a simp. That's one version.
That's one version. Or like I said, some dude that, you know, they can meet random women, they can meet random anybody. And like I said, they, you know, get to know them to a certain degree, but most of the time it's just like, nah, bro, I'm investing you.
Yeah.
You're going to dictate the terms, and I'm a simp. I'm a literally just pay out for you.
I'm a simp for you.
I'm a pay it out for you. Like, I'm gonna give you that cash and stuff. So that's what I had. You know, that's personally what I had wrong with Boosie's comments and stuff like that. Because I was like, how are you calling some dude? I keep going back to, like, I don't like when messengers don't follow context, but I also like when the messenger literally is hypocritical to his message. I hate that. I'm not listening to you. I don't think you have any credibility in my, that's like if I said, hey, if my credit score is bad, right? And I go, hey, bro, you should do this, 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 and this to get your credit score right. Maybe it might be, there might be some correctness in there and things like that. But who am I more liable to listen to? The person that actually has a good credit score or the guy who doesn't?
Right.
I'm going to be like, yo, you could do this too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not doing it. You're not practicing what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's just how I look at that whole situation with like simping and things like that. Like, I just didn't like the context of it. Like I said, I think people should just back off the whole relationship and stuff.
Yeah, bro.
So
it's choices, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Choices.
And I'm also like this too. Like, who wouldn't want to do that for their girl? Like, you know what I mean? He rented out an aquarium, realized that she likes turtles or something like that, right? And so he rented out the part of the aquarium or the aquarium, and they had a dinner under the turtles or something like that. So
that's special, man.
Yeah, that's some real. But I also think that's like real. That's real shit. Like, that's
like she gonna remember that.
Michael B. Jordan did this or Russell Wilson?
No, Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan did this for Lori Harvey. Mm. So
there's also levels to it too, though, dog.
Yeah,
because like those two are both like, you know what I'm saying? It's like. He bought the aquarium for her. It's like, okay, yeah, because that's you're Michael B. Jordan and she's Lori Harvey.
Yeah.
Like on a normal scale, like what would we do? Like,
oh, but I mean, yeah, I mean, like I think most women, like obviously most women would not deal with you
turtles.
Yeah,
okay. You could buy her a turtle. I mean, buy her
a baby turtle.
Sure, you know what I mean, cute little thing. But yeah. My thing is this: it's not about like
Donatello.
It's not the gift itself. It's the effort that Michael B. Jordan put into it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Effort.
Yeah, like effort. The effort.
Efforts.
Yeah, like the effort that he you know he took the time out. Hey man, your color. I mean, I don't know. You like lions or something? No, I'm not gonna. Have lions going around our steak, right? But mm-hmm. I will. Yeah,
that'd be lit, man.
Hey, that would be crazy. But you know what I mean? That. She wants to go see the lions and stuff in the zoo. I don't know. Do something, yeah. You know, lion related or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, bro, it's a thought that counts. That really. So I don't see that as simping. Like you taking the time out to cater to, you know, your woman or someone that you taking time to invest in.
Nah, bro. So, the dynamic is changing, bro.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just changing it's like, of how, like...
How you should treat your woman is, like, now versus, simping.
Yeah.
But, like, niggas are getting it confused because simping is what I said. Paying for OnlyFans, which is free. You can go on... You can get Pornhub, mm-hmm. whatever,
yeah,
for free instead of paying these females, like, for their...
Time and effort.
Like, feet and legs and weird shit. Like, not even, like, good. Like, you know, let me see your nostrils. You know what I'm saying?
let me see your
unibrow. Like, niggas is weird, bro. Like, niggas is weird these days. So it's
nostrils.
Like, bro, they want to see weird. Let me see your kneecaps. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
They're weird,
and
bro.
They paying for it.
Paying, that's it. Simping.
Yeah.
Simping, taking your girl or your wife or significant other somewhere special that she can remember. That's not simping, bro.
Yeah.
That's not simping, bro. That's memories. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but I also think that's like some real stuff, bro, especially if you got the money. I would hope like when I get the money, like I have a girl and around that time and then, you know, I go and spend that, you know, I'm going to spend that money on her. I love her. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, I mean, yeah, sure, it's not a rich conversation, really. It's more of just like a, you know, guys really need to learn to, like, what's the difference between effort and, you know. Also, I just think guys, just like girls, are hurting around Valentine's Day. They didn't have anybody, so they just decided to make.
Talk shit.
Yeah, talk shit.
That's probably the case.
Do you believe that guys gossip more than girls?
Gossip more?
Yeah. Do you think guys pillow talk, gossip
the same
more
amount.
Than
if anything, the same amount, but not more. Not more than girls, bro. Girls love to talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, like, I mean, we're all mansplaining. We like to talk too. But,
yeah, yeah, of course.
But like, it's different.
No,
I don't
think so.
Wait a minute. When you say gossip, like, so what are you thinking?
Like, about other females?
No, just about anything. It's not just other females. It's just like,
because when you think of gossip, you're almost thinking a negative light. When you hear the word gossip.
Sure.
It's like, because we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking now.
But we're not gossiping.
Yeah.
We're just talking. Having conversation.
Yeah.
But like, females, like, you know.
They always talking about somebody.
If you're talking about somebody, that's considered gossiping. So, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Nah. Dudes don't. Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think.
You don't think dudes talk more than guys?
Nah.
I mean, talk more than girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
But every now and then.
I don't know.
Not every now and then. Every now and then. Every now and again.
Every now and then.
Like. You catch that one group of little dudes.
Always got something to say.
Always got something to say about somebody, man. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
Let them be them.
That's very true.
That is very true.
I don't care what you say, but I mean, don't touch me.
He said, "You don't care what you say, just don't touch
you. Don't touch me. Don't touch me."
But I still don't like that, bro. I just, if somebody came up to me and just started pillow talking, I don't like that. Or not even pillow talking, just
gossiping. Nah, if it's some real juice, I'm like, hey, let me hear it. Shoot, I want to. Dante walking down this homeboy piping his mom down. I want to hear that.
That's true. If it's like some good stuff,
yeah,
you know, I don't mind. And almost if it,
I don't really want to hear it. I mean, I'm a laugh. But I'm not gonna want to hear it.
But if it's true though, bro,
I still don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because like you all, when you hear it, you're in it now.
True.
You get what I'm saying? You're in on it.
In a sense, yeah.
And I don't want to be in on. Mm. I hate drama. Like, people say they hate drama, I really, like, avoid
drama. Right.
All types of, like, if I feel like, hey, bro, Brooke's gonna, hey, bro, this dude out here, what? Keep it to yourself. That's you and him. That's you and him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And me and Brooke used to work together, so, like, there were times where, like, I was sitting dispatch, and everybody's coming in there, you know what I mean? They talking, they rapping, you know what I mean? And I sit there, and they think I hear them, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care. Please get out of here. Let me watch them all. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. Like, that's when you know, like, they're not listening. Yeah. Yo, that's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, man. That's like, shut up and get out. Yeah, man. It's just nuts to me, bro. I don't like that. I don't like drama, bro. I just don't.
Nah.
I really don't like drama.
Yeah,
really.
If you can avoid drama, it's just mental strain that you don't even need, bro. Drama just brings bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we don't even need. We ain't got the space for it.
Yeah. So, you got the mental space for it,
right? Especially in our age, bro.
You know
what I'm saying?
I feel like the older you get, bro. Like, you know, yeah.
Ain't got time for this.
Definitely, the older you get, I just think, bro, it's taxing. I feel like I've always been that way, but like, it is taxing. The more, because you're already trying to keep your stuff in your head. You're trying to keep your life in together. You know, when you start putting other people's stuff in your head and stuff, you start neglecting yourself, and now you're like invested in something that's not even you. And the person that ends up getting hurt, like I said, is always you, because you actually not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be there. It's never the other two, because like, they're going to both turn on you at some point. I said, no, y'all handle that. Y'all keep it to yourself and stuff like that, man.
That's how the game go.
That's how it go. That's how it go.
Yeah, man.
Y'all got something? Y'all got a question?
Hey, man, what was it?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
Look at you, bro. Look how lit up you is.
Go ahead, bro.
I forgot it, man.
You forgot it now?
Go ahead.
So you asked a question. I wanted to ask EJ. So you asked a question on Top Flight. He was like, it's Valentine's Day.
Money grab.
Go ahead. I kind of wanted you to go to that spiel. Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, is Valentine's Day, I mean, per se, I feel like a lot of holidays are money grabs.
Sure.
But, because it's like, bro, I mean, we put so much pressure on people. Niggas going crazy over Christmas. Dads, moms going crazy trying to get their kids. Bruh, you know what I'm saying? Out there going wild and out. You seen the niggas in Walmart, bro, for Black Friday? That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, do y'all think that these holidays
are money grabbers?
Are just money grabbers, dog? I mean, like, come on, bro.
You said they really don't have any stake in them.
Valentine's Day, truthfully, it shouldn't even be real, bro, because we should really be treating you. If you have a significant other, you should really be treating her like a certain way all the time. And not just be like, oh, I'm just going on 14th of February, bro, it's lit.
So do you think like men are pressured in that sense?
Definitely. To really? And then that's what happens. And then we get pressured into like trying to make sure
they bring you. They need to do it too.
Who? The women?
What you mean?
Yeah, for us.
And they don't really talk about that, bro. That's what I'm saying, is most of the pressure's on the men. When
not me.
It should be like, we should be more mutual. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially if like we're both, you know, in love. You know, we both love each other. Then it should be equal love, equal food, equal money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, a lot of pressure goes on the men. So we go crazy trying to get all these things and make them happen. But really, bro.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Easter.
And then anniversary. If you married, you got an anniversary every year, bro.
Easter?
Money grabber, yeah.
Oh, you said money grabber. Yeah. I thought you were talking about men are focused on.
Oh,
I was like, what are you buying them Sunday school dresses? Buying Sunday school dresses, dog. But yeah, man. I think every holiday, especially in America, because there's
Halloween.
There's no real culture of it, or there's the culture that they took from some other culture and then like kind of spun it.
Right.
To kind of make it seem like it's ours.
It's not ours. Exactly. None of this is ours.
So like I said, for, you know, everybody wants to talk about Christmas. Christmas is the day of Christ. But really, and then you make up a figment figure like Santa Claus and stuff. If your kids are listening to this, don't let them listen to this part. But, you know, you make up a figment, you know, in Santa Claus and stuff. And then, like you said, hey, man, you know, go out and buy gifts for your kids and say Santa Claus left them.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely.
And that kind of... Like, parents, bro, they work their ass off all year round. And then you're going to let a white, like, Santa Claus gets all the blame for all it. So Santa Claus came and provided all these toys, bro. And it wasn't mommy and daddy, it was Santa Claus. Nah, bro, it was mommy and daddy that got you these gifts.
Right. You don't like that?
I'm not putting from Santa Claus on my gifts.
I'm saying
from mom and dad on that shit. So that little boy know, like, yo, I work, like, 40 hours to get you this
X-Men. But I think at some point they figure it out, right?
Like, eventually, when they grow up, yeah.
Oh, but you want the credit now, though.
I want it ASAP. I want to learn from the get-go. Like, mommy and daddy work for you.
Man.
This is mommy and daddy.
So make sure when my kid's hanging out with you that... We don't have to have this. I want them to believe in Santa Claus. I do. I'm not a heathen. Okay. I'm not a heathen.
Hey, we'll make sure not to let this nigga.
Yeah, he can't babysit nobody.
Especially
his kids are gonna be so woke at the age of six.
They're gonna be rolling with third eyes. All of them gonna have third eye tattoos.
I don't want that. I'm good. I'm good, Tim. I want them to invest in their childhood. You know.
Oh, man.
I mean, to get to a point of like Valentine's Day, absolutely, bro. Absolutely, it's a money grab. But I also think that Valentine's Day. I just think social media also adds to it. When you're seeing someone like Quavo and you're seeing, like you said, you do see a Russell, you do see all of them putting rose petals leading to the bedroom and giant hearts and stuff like that. Stuff puts a lot of pressure on dudes because I think intuitively, number one, we want to do that.
Of course.
I think like any real dude that has like a woman that they're invested in
wants to do something
where she can go back to her friends and tell, hey, that dude did his thing. You know what I mean? Like, he showed that he really cared. He had some type of emotion and stuff like that. So
what if she's never doing anything for you then?
I think, I mean, there's nothing wrong for a guy to not feel unappreciated. There's nothing wrong with that. You can feel unappreciated. But I'm just speaking to the fact that as men, I feel like we need to, and just like you're a testament, like, we want to give. Like, we want to give. Like, we want to do that. Even if we probably don't even know what to do. I know I also asked Brooks, you know what I mean? Do dudes even know how to be romantic anymore? Like, do we know how to do it? Because I do feel like there's certain things that you do need to know in order to be romantic and stuff like that. And that's listening to communication. Like, actually paying attention to things that she likes and that she's invested in and things like that. And then trying to equate that to sort of like a gift or something like that to let her know that you're paying attention. You know what I'm saying? So there's, like I said, there's certain aspects of that. Like, do we, that's the only part that I'm focusing on. Now, what you're saying is if you feel unappreciated, then there's nothing wrong with you saying, look, I don't feel like, first of all, if you don't get your girl something for Valentine's Day and she just strips out, I do something for you every year, especially if I'm the guy that does something.
I let it go, bro.
Yeah, I can't see. Let it go. I can't see a future with someone like that.
Nah, bro, it's not gonna go.
That gets mad because I skipped out on Valentine's Day, but we were just traveling somewhere. Or we were just, you know, I bought you flowers to go to your. I'm not for, and that's one thing we'll talk about that separately, like social media, and because I feel like men don't invest in social media that much because we live in reality, like how it works. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a intimate guy, you're an intimate guy. If you're not, you're not. Type of thing. You can learn, you know, if you want to, if you're coachable. But yeah, that's just something that I feel like we don't really invest in. So I think social media boosts that stuff up because that's all you see is everybody putting rose petals down and doing cool stuff. And, you know, a lot of marriages and a lot of relationships come out of Valentine's Day as
relationship
well.
Relationship goals.
Yeah, a lot of relationship goals and stuff like that. So yeah, bro, like I don't invest in that. I'm in the real. So if I just skipped out on Valentine's Day this year, but I know for a fact I'm the guy that every month I can prove to you that I've done something for you, and you're ungrateful just because I skipped out on Valentine's Day, I think that's a problem.
Definitely.
I think that's an issue.
That's gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Gotta let you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Do you look at, Yeah. Do you look at Lori Harvey's relationship goals?
No, dog. What?
You don't?
No, how?
I'm not saying she is.
Are you talking about like Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey together? Mm-hmm. Is that relationship goal?
Do you see that as relationship
in a materialistic aspect? Yeah, like damn, I would love to look like Michael B. And girls mm-hmm. would probably love to look like Lori.
I don't even know enough about the relationship to really.
It's the PR for me.
Because I always say it like this, and like not to be like dark or anything like that. That dude could be beating your ass. Like I said, that's why I don't invest in social media.
Relationship goals.
There could be so much happening under the surface that you don't even know about.
Real relationship
goals.
This is the one day he decided. I feel like real relationship goals are like marriages that mm-hmm. have lasted for like 50 years and they're still in love, still happy, still like joyous, and you can still see like. You can still see that they're in love, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that's what it is. I think that's relationship goals, not Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan, like, on a yacht. Like, okay, yeah, most of y'all niggas will never see a yacht. So let's just be real. You know, like, you know, relationship goals, it's just, I don't know, dog. I think you just have to have realistic expectations.
Expectations of yourself.
Yeah, dog, yeah. You know, so that's how I feel. I feel real relationship goals are like that, though. Mm-hmm. Long term.
What about you?
What?
do you feel that Lori Harvey's relationship goes?
Oh, nah. She done been through the bros, man.
She said she done been through the bros?
Yeah, she done been through the bros.
Been through the bros. I know too many of them. I can't do it.
You can't do it.
She done been through the bros.
Does that mess with you if you didn't know, and then the conversation comes up.
Hey, baby, I'm sorry, it's been a nice 3 years, but I gotta go.
And you find out like, hey man, I didn't hit your homeboy. None of them have told you anything. She.
I gotta go.
Which I don't know that like. I mean, I guess they're home. I guess they've done songs together like P. Diddy and Trey Songz. So I'm guessing they're homies. I mean, well, P. did his son technically always.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I'm not saying like bros like that. I'm saying like say, dude
you just associated with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just dudes you associated with.
Yeah. In the industry. Like they all big time people.
Yeah.
Famous. There's too many of them.
The two men?
Yeah, like, you just gotta think about it. Like, when y'all.
I don't have a problem clapping cheeks,
and you just like, dang, man. Uh-huh. That man from the Falcons, the Rockets, the Spurs.
The pitcher from the Dodgers.
He said the pitcher from the Dodgers.
Like,
yo, she's.
The equipment manager.
She's a sports fanatic.
Yeah, like, I'm just the next one on the list. Like, I could be gone just like they're gone. We're gone.
But what if you're doing something right? Like, you feel like, what if they're not doing anything right?
They could have been doing something right.
You could, like, what? Which is true, but maybe I would say maybe they felt like they were doing something right. And you are actually doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You still like, nah?
I ain't gonna
like. Do you not believe that?
I'm gonna commit, but I ain't gonna expect it to last long.
You're not gonna expect it to last long. Just because of how she.
Future.
Future mindset.
He been reading the book of Future, huh?
the book of what's his name?
Future Kendrick.
Future Hendrix.
There you go.
Past the Future, man.
Past the Future.
Yeah.
That's your Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit of Future. That's crazy,
yeah,
dog.
Man.
Future Christ. I don't know, man. I don't want to say that. Like I said, I don't want to say that. I don't think they're trying to be relationship goals either. I think that.
Yeah, it's still early, man. That's why.
I ain't believing all the hype.
I'm really not.
Yeah.
Yeah. What has been 2 months? It ain't really been that long since they claimed each other.
I'm not believing. Ain't no telling.
It's not gonna last a year, guys.
You say you're not believing that. You say it's not gonna last a year.
It's not gonna last a year. Though.
Damn, a year, bro. They can't even make it a year.
No. Hell no.
That's crazy.
So this time next year, Lori and both of them niggas gonna be.
Somewhere up.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan gonna have a white girl. And
oh,
and Lori
Harvey.
I was just playing Mike. I'm just playing Mike.
I'm just playing Mike. You gonna see him on a stage one day, too.
I might see him one day.
And he gonna be like, yo, you funny, dog.
So he's only like white women, huh? I bet, big dog. He gonna take care of that.
Yeah, he gonna take
care. And then I'm my call list. I'm not gonna be on that bitch no more, dog. Yeah. And off the set. He off the set.
I was the main character. Right. Hey, you're not the main character today. No more.
You're very replaceable.
Yeah,
it's Hollywood.
Oh man, but yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't see them as relation. I don't think they're trying to be relationship goals too, in the same sense, but. No. You know what I mean?
They just living their life, dog.
They just living.
Having fun.
She's 22, bro. Like I said last time, bro, she's 22 years old.
Michael B. Jordan has just turned 34.
Cap.
Nah, cap. Sure. I didn't know he was old. Much older than me. I'm 31, but he just turned 34. I'm like, damn.
I thought his man was still in his 20s.
Nah, bro, 34. He just turned it. I was like, damn.
He's been around a long time, though.
He's been around.
He has been around.
Remember Hardball?
But you know what's crazy? Yeah, but you know,
movie?
But you know what's crazy? Like, yeah, when you see somebody,
and the
then
wire.
You start actually doing the like research. Like, oh, this dude's actually older than me.
And he's been around for a minute, dog. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't get. They're like, oh, it's overnight. Nah, bro. This homie been in the game since he was a baby.
And so most of them, you wouldn't even recognize them because they're like backstage or, like you said, like kids and stuff, and nobody's looking at a kid and saying, oh, that guy looks familiar.
Fruitvale Station.
That was the one. That was the one that elevated my guy.
Yeah, that's
bro.
The one that, him that and, took off right there.
Yeah, him and Ryan Coogler, because Ryan Coogler directed that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his first big film before
I was
going
to say, excuse my ignorance, but he wasn't in Degrassi, right?
Who?
Degrassi?
I don't know about that one.
No?
I don't know.
Okay. I felt like I seen him in Degrassi one.
Think about The Wire.
No. Degrassi and The Wire nowhere near the same thing. I'm not
Drake was in Degrassi.
I know Drake was, but I felt like I seen Michael B. Jordan in that episode.
His name was Jimmy Brooks, which is weird. I'm Timmy Brooks. That's weird.
You're going to be in a wheelchair.
No, I'm not. Don't ever say that. No.
That's what you're telling me? Someone's going to like shoot you on set?
No, please don't. Please don't.
That would be crazy. That would be pretty wild.
Hey, we're going to go back to this podcast. I'm like, I'm going to roll in this bitch like, really, Jeremiah? Really?
Yeah.
Roll in here. Really?
I'm going to flick you off and then roll that bitch on out.
We
got to
fight.
He said we're going to have to fight? Somebody go fight. Mm-hmm. You go, man, I can fight you in a wheelchair,
yeah,
man.
Bro. It'd be like that Snoop Dogg scene when he was in the ass. On training day. And Denzel showed the pen down his mouth.
Oh.
To get the drugs out. Oh, man.
That was wild.
Snoop was in the wheelchair. He's That's how it's going to be, dog. Fighting somebody in the wheelchair, dog.
No, that's crazy.
You definitely going to be on YouTube for that one.
That's definitely. You want to do your no chaser? You don't want to do your no chaser this time?
Not this time, man.
Man, take care of your women. That's your no chaser today.
Yeah.
Take care of your women.
Yeah.
Man.
Take care of your women and your mental health.
Take care of yourself first, man. Take care of yourself
definitely.
First.
You got to get yourself right, definitely. Go check out this book, The Way of the Superior Man, man.
There
by
you
David
go.
Dieter.
And Midget
there
Slave.
And the new movie coming out, Midget Slave, starring the nigga from Bad Santa, the little black midget from Bad Santa.
Oh, man. He's still alive? I have not seen that guy.
Tim Cox, something like that.
Not Tim Cox, huh?
I think his name is Tim while you playing.
If I look it up, his name is not Tim.
God damn, why his name gotta be Tim?
I think it is.
It might be. But go to therapy. Check yourself out. It's okay, man. Everybody
smoke some weed, too.
Nope. He's only saying it because he's in California. If you're not in a legal state,
no,
I don't care. Or of age.
Man, they still gonna do that shit. Nobody care.
Good Gucci flip-flops.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Don't say that here.
And that was a week in the book.
But yeah, man, we got 7 minutes. We can close out, man. Like, subscribe, comment. We'll see y'all next month.
See y'all next week. See y'all next
month. Appreciate y'all boys coming through.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a wrap. Sorry. Thank you.